Hey everybody, welcome to episode 94, Hella Bass Fishing Podcast. Today, good buddy Debo from Debo's Fishing comes on, joins me. We unbox a whole bunch of stuff from Thunderhawk Lures. Amazing looking stuff. You might want to check out the YouTube replay for this one to get the full effect. There's a link in the description if you want to watch along, see the replay, and join the giveaway. But either way, hope you guys enjoy the episode and the fishing talk and the bait talk. And Happy New Year's, everybody. This week, the Hella Bass Bass Fishing Podcast is brought to you by Arsenal Fishing. Arsenal Fishing offers premium custom-made performance apparel and tackle. Arsenal delivers a wide variety of custom-designed baits, accessories, and tools, along with unique utilitarian apparel for all outdoor enthusiasts. As part of their support, you can use code HELLABASS15 to save 15% on all purchases at arsenalfishing.com to support the show. Now let's get back to helping you catch more bass and suck less. All right, what's up, everybody? Another Wednesday night live, Hella Bass Live on a Wednesday night. Should be a good one tonight. We should have Debo joining from Iowa here in just a few moments. So should be good. I can't believe how many of you are already in here ready to rock and roll before the show even starts. I'm impressed. This has to be like a record for the number of people hanging out pre-stream. I don't know if it's the excitement to win some baits or the excitement for Debo or what's going on. What's up, Chris Russ? How are you tonight, fellow Iowan? Dad Bod Angler, what's going on? Tim's here, big bait specialist. Did I see? I don't know what Thomas is doing here so early. He must have thought it started like an hour ago. What's up, Doug? Looks like you got yours all wrapped up. Doug was on earlier with his live stream. So that's awesome. Tons of people in here. Let's see a Frank Jr. sighting. What's going on? Looks like Debo's almost back. You get the thumbs up. Is he ready to rock and roll? There he is. I think he might still be muted on
What's
his end.
What's up?
There he is. What's up, Debo?
What up? What up?
People are excited. There's almost 100 people already here.
Let's go. Awesome.
You went to go use the restroom, and I was looking at the people, and there was like already 60 people in the queue. I was like, whoa.
Dang. Love it.
People wanted to see. So we're going to have a beard trimming tutorial. That's what most people are here for, right? Is like a beard manicure kind
Mine's
of tutorial.
Fake. So mine is just it slips right over.
Yeah. Just a chin strap.
Yeah.
Is there a link in your description where they can get the matching beard?
So you can go as Debo for Halloween, next Halloween.
That could be your first merch product. The Debo beard strap. That would be amazing. Then you'll start seeing people on Instagram with their kids with the Debo beard going out trick-or-treating. Like, it'll be a whole thing.
Holding up their Debo dink.
Yeah. What's up, Jay? Happy New Year. Yeah, we're right around the corner. This is the last stream for Hella Bass in 2021. Well, almost the last stream, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. See Bo, man, I'm sorry, behind the comments. What's going on? I see lots of familiar faces. I see some new faces. I'm guessing that has something to do with our little collaboration box swap and video, which is awesome. I see Mike Dove, who is the one that hooked us up with, I don't know if anybody realizes how big a box they sent, but
what is it?
It's a box from Thunderhawk Lures that we're going to open up tonight.
Dang.
So Mike's here. So if we've got any questions, I didn't look ahead. I kind of wanted to be surprised, give my raw emotions and get your reactions, see what you think. You're a bit of a bait guy. You dabble in the baits from time to time.
I am. I actually got some of the new Thunderhawk stuff. So okay. I'm excited to see what you got.
All right. Lots of people saying Debo, smash the thumb. You can tap it. You can click it. You can caress it. It all works the same. It's free. It doesn't cost anybody anything to like a video or subscribe to a channel. Yeah, I think there's a man. We're just gonna have to fight through it. Just gonna have to get back current here. Jack, the Visor Gang. Yeah, chat's wild already tonight. This is what it's like being Debo all the time. This is his chat on a normal night.
Fishing for more said, whose wife is yelling? That was my old lady. Stubby was trying to get in the bathtub with the girls. My
dog. Nice. He's like, I can't jump in the ponds and lakes. Everything's frozen. I want in the tub. Yes. Hopefully very sensually that you and we're gentle with the like button. All right. Bassmaster Matt says we're already over 100. We got a few people on Facebook as well. Welcome, Facebook and YouTube and everybody. But yeah, so Debo, excited.
I didn't know you had a special box.
Cool. Yeah, I got a special box. And we got this little thing here for people that didn't watch the video. I don't imagine there's too many of those. We'll do a quick run through of this.
I just said I'd do a couple weeks on mine. So
yeah,
I was just pin the comment in the YouTube video, and then I just picked the giveaway winner that way because people are like, you never do live giveaways. I'm like, it's no fun. Like, people jump on for a little bit to see who wins and jumps off. Like, it's not worth anybody's time. I'll just pin it and look at the video. You'll know if you won. So
there you go. Yeah, we're trying something a little different tonight. I do a mix. I do some based on comments, some live in the streams, but I figured since you're on, we do it live. So yeah, so if you guys didn't watch both videos, or you only watched mine, right? I sent a package from Omnia to Debo. You can see what he got and what I sent him. And basically, if you want a chance to win that box, you just hop on over, watch the video, hit the like button, leave a comment, tell him how much better my box was than his box. And then you've got a really great chance to win.
They're both pretty solid boxes.
I would say it's 50-50 in the comments. There was a lot of votes both ways for the people that really love chatterbaits gave Debo the nod. The Arsenal tool swayed a few people in my direction. So
yeah, it swayed me. I'm going to get one. I haven't picked one up yet, but I'm for sure getting one of those.
That's one thing I was going to talk about tonight, because I just know there was a lot of questions. So we might just touch on that a little bit if anybody has any questions on that tonight.
I've still got the one rigged up I can grab too. So
Chris wants to know if you've made it to your P.O. box. To
check. I have not yet. Chris sent me something I've not. We just got a bunch of snow. Chris, did you get it? We got a bunch of snow the other day, so I didn't get over. And yeah, then the girls
we were talking beforehand, like Debo doesn't get any days off. They're working him like a dog. You know, everybody else is like a holiday week, not doing anything. And Debo's nose to the grindstone this week.
Try him.
Yeah. What? What's this?
Good. Sorry, Iowa State.
Oh, Iowa State. Yeah, not Iowa. I missed the ST part. I was like, I thought they didn't play till New Year's Day.
Yeah, which I didn't know. I'm glad I looked. I thought it was after that.
Well, the good new thing is there's still some codes to help you out, Daniel. You'll be okay. What's this? In really cold water. I don't forget where you're at, Matt. Do you remember where Matthew is? Esavado?
Where is Matthew? Gosh, I sent him stuff. I think he's out west, I want to say.
Okay. Cold water. Would you want to fish at structure left over to Grasner Wood or near current? Typically, assuming we're talking largemouth, they might want to be near current, but I don't think they're going to want to be in the current.
New Jersey. Yeah, northeast.
New Jersey. Yeah, I think they're going to want to be close to their wintering holes. And I guess you got to figure out where they like to winter in the body of water that you like to fish. Cool. All right. I guess I also want to make sure we thank Arsenal Fishing for supporting the channel and the stream. Don't want to forget about them. As always, we'll put the old ticker down there. Couple days left to use the Omnia code for those that are interested down at the bottom. Scott says, thanks for the reel, Debo.
Yes. You're welcome, Scott. I've still got the other stuff I haven't sent out yet, but the other reel winner packages. This week's been kind of crazy.
You kind of got a little crazy. You gave a bunch of stuff out last week.
Yeah, I gave a bunch of stuff away.
Was that your last stream, or are you sneaking one in yet this weekend?
I'll probably stream Saturday. Yeah, Saturday.
Well, I guess that would be tonight. New Year's, right? So that's next year.
Oh, that's true. Yep. So, yeah, next year. See y'all next
year. What time is the Hawks game? Is that going to interfere with your stream schedule?
Nah, it'll be fine.
All right.
1 o'clock, so we're good.
Okay, cool. Right on, right on. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're going to review the Debo box. We're going to give Debo's Tackle Warehouse pack she sent to me. We'll run down real quick. We'll give that away. We're going to go through this big box of stuff from Thunderhawks. We're going to give a bunch of that away. I'm not sure what's all in there, so I'm not sure what we're giving away, but there's definitely more stuff in there than I need. But that's going to happen. Alan's on the program. He knows the program.
Fine wood, pitch to wood.
Debo, you a Packer fan?
I don't watch NFL. I watch NBA and then college football, basketball. But I've tried getting into NFL. I just can't.
So Bulls, is that your main team in the NBA?
Bulls, yeah.
Yeah. Right on, right on. The Hawkeyes are the NFL team, right?
Yeah. We always have to like mooch off of all the other states. We have no pro teams here in good old Iowa, so.
Man. I literally wrote a note and I can't even read it. And I wrote it 5 minutes ago. That's awesome. Awesome. Cool. And then, so we got to get going because we're going to keep this to 90 minutes tonight because at 9:30, we're going to flip over to the after hours members only stream. So we'll talk more about that later, but so we better get it. So what do you guys think? Do we give away the Debo package? I think we should take a peek at some lures before we just start giving something away.
Yeah. Let's look at packages. What do you got in the box?
Oh, I feel like I need an assistant. This thing, guys. Does it have 11 pounds?
Dang.
11 pounds. All right. I'll get the Arsenal braid scissors out. Slice the tape. Keep it official. Hopefully there's some good paper in here. There's not even any paper in here.
Dang.
It's literally all baits. It's crazy. I got to set this down. It seems like there's they sent cartons of baits. So this is a 10, says 10 pieces if there's that many in there. And it appears that it's a full carton of Thunderhawk / 110s. Mm. So rip bait, jerk bait. In a few various colors. So it looks like they might have mixed and matched some of the colors. So this is a metallic red. So for you guys that like to throw those red jerkbaits in the early season, this could be pretty good. There are no Guggenbaits in here, Mark. And then we've got a pink ghost shad.
Oh, man.
Seems like there's there might be a few of those. A couple of reds. So I think we got a couple of each. Let's kind of see how many colors we got in here. So it's kind of a gold one.
That's a killer color around here. Black and gold. And gold. Brando got me turned on to that. Yeah,
like Hawkeyes, basically.
No.
We'll call this the Debo Shad for short.
The Debo Shiner.
Debo Shiner. There you go. Like that. There might be two of these, like this, similar to this one. Pink Ghost Shad, Wakasaki, which is another shad color. Mm. Which one do you guys want to see out of the pack here? Any votes? Let's see who's the first one that says something in the Trey Harple. What's up, dude?
Dealer's pick.
Chris. No Lunker Hunt spiders. Nope.
I don't hate Guggenbaits. It's always funny. It always comes up. Chris says, I'm surprised Debo's box wasn't full of Guggenbaits. I don't know. I don't know why people think I hate Guggens.
Jose, guy I fished with down in Gunnersville a couple years ago, he says the Wagasaki. So that's the first one I saw. We'll get that one open, get a closer look at it. I think we can pretty much. So it says magnetic weight hold system, long castability, natural finish, great swimming balance, 3 feet, 4.5 inches, 5/8 ounce. So pretty standard 110 millimeter jerkbait, 3-hook jerkbait. So there she is. I didn't know it was in here. Otherwise, I could have, possibly grabbed some other jerk baits. I would say it's got a kind of a standard, not a real long bill.
So hooks are they suspending? How far do they go?
Fairly sticky hooks. Kind of a subtle rattle. Nothing too crazy. I believe it's suspending. Did it not say that? Mike, is it suspending? I don't see that specifically on the package. That is a good question. I would assume so. Hook, steel, fee, sticky. We'll have to have our resident Mike chime in. I would assume. There isn't many jerk baits that are floating anymore, but it could be, being that it maybe only goes 3 feet. It is a slash jerk bait. It could be a floater, but I don't know. It doesn't stay on the package. I don't have a bucket of water. My drink's not quite big enough to check it. Here's our official response. Is Mike says it's a very slow sink.
That would be a good bank fishing jerkbait, actually.
Yeah.
It's often hard to find a good jerkbait like that, you know, in that. There's a Jackal one somebody was telling me about. It's like a 3 foot, but, you know, a lot of those, yeah, I mean, you can go with a floating, but if you want to go off the bank, you have to find those real steep banks, you know, to float or to fish like a suspending jerkbait. So.
Sure. All right. Let's got another carton here. It's not super obvious on what they are from the description on the box. So we'll just have to open it up.
So I think they're the ones, right? Thunderhawk has those square bills that I got that have like the lip embedded into the the bait. Damn. It's like part of the bait, and they painted the whole thing.
There's got to be one, two, three, four, five. That I really like. Six, somebody seven, eight, nine. I think there's like 13, 14, 15 lipless baits in here. First one I grabbed. Ones.
That's actually one that I got.
It is a lipless, right? There's no, The SGT or Sergeant R 3/4 ounce. Looks like these are all, there's some half ounce in here. It looks like. Nope. No, that's 1.5 or 2.5 inches. So they're all 3/4 ounces, it looks like. Variety of colors. Go solo here for a second. So here's a Hitch color for you West Coast guys. Hitch. We've got this one here, which I thought was a really good looking bait. This sunset purple, kind of like a tequila kind of bluegill shad type color, which is pretty cool. Thomas says that Sergeant, that thing rocks. Trevor says a BA color. I kind of like this one too, kind of a perch bluegill here. This is the bluegill. Kind of got a nice little like painted pectoral fin. We're gonna just crack this one open. So we are going to be giving away a bunch of these baits for sure. So, I mean, it's got a nice bright chin on it, an orange belly. You can see that. There's a little better look at the lipless. See that profile there? It's pretty flat. It's got a little bit of a rounded side. It's pretty similar to some of the other lipless. It's a, you know, little wider than a red-eye shad. I don't have any other lipless. Do I have a lipless crankbait around here? Here's actually a rattle trap, just to give you guys a comparison. An old Bill Lewis, to give you kind of the standard, right? Here's the Bill Lewis, and here is the Sergeant. So it's a little deeper, a little shorter. Bring the Debo back into the mix here, but they're always kind of hard to hold up. But if I put them nose to nose, the Bill Lewis is a little longer, the Sergeant's a little deeper, and the Sergeant's a little wider. It's a little harder to see on these cams, but kind of gives you a comparison. It's a little more compact, a little wider. I think webcam does not like it when I get too close. It gets fuzzy when I do that. Those high quality webcams. So that's the bluegill. What else we got in here?
I think I gave that one away of mine. You probably got all these colors anyway, but I like their bait fish. Like, it seems like that's such a simple color, but it's hard to find.
Sure.
And the cool thing about these, I don't know if all their baits have it, but I noticed these when I used it, the hook hangers rotate. It's like Well, I can't think like a swivel,
Yeah, it does. Usually you see that on like glide baits and swim baits, but not on
big swim baits. Yeah.
Does it
super sharp hooks too? I don't know what kind of hooks.
So not on the jerk bait, but on the lipless, they rotate.
Yeah, there's the S, and I think what's the S and the R? Because one's rattling, one has like an R on it for the rattle, and then the S I think is the silent, right? S.
I believe these are all seeing all rattles here.
Yeah, hopefully they sent you some of those square bows. Those square bows look sweet too.
Don't spoil it.
Well, I don't have any to show, and then I like this red color too. It's almost like the was it like the Iconelli demon color and the Rapala, that kind of purple red orange.
Look at that one. I already looked at that one. That was the sunset purple. So there's, is this the one you the hitch? Is that the one you held up?
No, nope. I have baits like a bait fish. Yeah, cool lipless.
Chartreuse like blue. Kind of a faded chartreuse blue. Kind of a transparent. You don't see that. You see a lot of like chartreuse blue parrot, but not in kind of a translucent chartreuse blue.
Oh, Dodger. Yeah. Half ounce of silent, 3/4 okay. Rattling. Oh, okay. That makes there sense. You go.
All right, Kyle, your excuse. So here's three more. We got a red, metallic red. Ooh. We've got the
good spring one.
Chrome chartreuse. I feel like they don't look quite as good when we don't bring them out of the box. But then here's a root beer.
Oh, that's my favorite. I had to get it because everybody loves the way. How, what do you call this color?
Root beer.
It's root beer.
Root beer.
Root beer.
Is that different than what I said?
You say root beer, which is what everybody corrects me on. It's funny. I say root beer, and I didn't realize I said it that way until people ran me up and down the coals for saying root, R-U-H-T beer.
Tomato, tomato. Root That's beer. What I'm hearing.
It's root beer.
Yeah, dude, these look nice, and I feel like you could cast these things a mile. I like that rotating hook hanger. That's, you know, as a bait.
That's pretty cool.
It's difficult to keep fish buttons. I know that's one of the big complaints. I know guys like Cade on the river, Laufenberg, he complains that you lose a lot of fish because smallmouth don't necessarily take these baits in so deep. They get a lot of bites, but you lose a lot of them. Having these rotating hook hangers could be a really big deal, especially for smallmouth, I think. Huh. So, yeah, a pile of those. I envision multiple winners tonight is what I envision. For sure.
Oh, it says on the back. SGT, the half ounce silent, 3/4 rattling. Hooks, unique swing action. I don't know if they're like Mustad triple grips or what, but yeah, I like the hooks. Good sticky.
Special weight distribution to allow bait to rest nose down.
Yeah, I noticed that. You can see the big piece of lead.
It does kind of feel like if you hold it, like it definitely tilts in your hand. Like
you can see it right there in the
nose. Like if you grab it right at the line tie, like it.
Yeah, especially for guys, you know, in the boat, you can't really do it from the bank because you lose every one. But, you know, if you're trying to, you know, pop those up off the bottom, having something like that where it's going to sit, well, there you go. I just dropped it and it tends to sit like that.
Yeah, so which I think a lot of people like those LV Lucky Crafts for the same thing. They've got that nose forward for like stroking off the bottom, fishing them deep. So there you go. All right, let's keep it moving. This box is taped up.
Will said their owner hooks.
Owner? Well, there you go.
Huh, I didn't even look. Made a PWG hook like that.
I suppose I could have done some, I didn't want to, like, spoil it, so I didn't, like, bring up the website, so I'm not even sure what the retail is on these bad boys.
They weren't bad. They were actually reasonable. I remember when I bought them.
So is the square bill you're talking about the A10s?
Maybe. I don't remember what they were. Yes, and that was the exact color I had right there, looking like a Bateman special.
Sunset purple.
Yep.
Like a Jane like juice.
Tequila sunrise, yep. Yeah, those things are awesome. That's what I was saying on my unboxing was, I think it's cool. I feel like more companies need to do that, where they paint the bill and everything and just make the whole thing one, you know, flat color. I think it's cool. Usually only see it on, like, you know, the wiggle warts.
Sure. That's kind of the older baits did that, right?
Like, yeah. Yeah, and but then they have the clear bill. And
yeah, here we go. Here's a...
Yeah, I like that they painted it. Oh, Mike said they're not owners. They're their own hooks. Okay. I have these in the wrong ears.
So there's the old...
yeah, like the old warts.
Warts.
Well, Mike, I would say those are pretty dang good hooks. And I actually just stabbed myself here putting that back.
So we've got the, yeah, we said this is the Sunset Purple.
Love that one.
The Red Ear. And then we've got a Clear Chartreuse. We got a Red. Got a real Firecraw Red. What do they call this one? The Red Craw. Pretty.
Another good springy.
I like when names make sense. You know what I mean? Like, you know what you're getting when it says Red Craw.
It's red and it's a craw.
It's red and it's a craw. Here's the Ghost Gill. I feel like this is a good one to pop out. This one's... I feel like box opening and watching chats don't go well together.
Yeah, I don't have anything else fun to show. Hey, you guys want to talk about this Root Beer Lipless some more? Pretty cool color. It's pronounced Root Beer. There you go. See, just long enough for you to get that out.
Yeah, so you can see there's the kind of the all painted, kind of like blends everything. And it's kind of molded. I mean, it, the lip is also molded into these baits, right?
It's That's not, what I mean. Yeah, it's part of the bait. It's not like a stick on like a DT or like something like this.
Like it looks like it's super sturdy. Like
this is the Ott's Garage. You can see where it's got that circuit board lip that sticks into it. You can put adhesive remover off and take those lips out and paint those. Whereas that's actual like the integral, like in the part of the
blue. I feel like it'll be slightly more robust than this Fritz side.
were you slapping it across the water though?
I don't remember what happened to that. No, I think I hit a piece of wood or something.
Don't slap your baits.
So, yeah, cool bait. Pretty got some heft to it. It's got kind of a dull thud. I didn't really give the old the lipless, the sergeant, the little bit higher pitch.
I think they make the Jerry Rago Thunderhawk too, that swim bait, which is actually very affordable. We'll see if you got any of those.
All right, I think we already looked at the Red Ear, right? We got a pink one for this pink. It's called pink.
See?
Pinky.
Know what you're getting.
I had a buddy, John Haynes, who loved to throw a X-Wrap in this color a lot.
Maybe they don't make that swim bait. I thought they did.
And then this is Bone. You don't see a lot of Bone crank baits, but... yeah. I know there was one guy in the comments that watched our videos that like he's like, I love square bills. It's my favorite thing. So there you go. I want to... up Thunderhawk lures on the old interwebs here. We're learning together here. Hard baits. So we looked at the Slash Jerkbait 110. Seems pretty reasonable, honestly. We're going to share the old screen here. $9.99. I mean, it's not like a giveaway, but I mean, most jerkbaits, it seems like, are $13, $16, $22 these days. So I don't think there's any shame in a $10 high-quality jerkbait.
Especially with good hooks that you don't have to take off and put new hooks on.
So special design magnet weight hold system for long casts. Let it sink to reach 10 feet, it says. So it says 3 feet on the package, but on here it says 3 to 10 foot.
So very slow sink, though, so you're going to have to let that sink for...
Yeah. And then $10 for the square bill. For people who are not to throw to throw where they're not afraid to throw in where the fish live. So find wood, throw A10 into wood, catch bass. That's what they're saying. Semi-flat sides, custom design, rock and wood, fast or slow, no blowing out. Yeah, I mean, the one thing so far that you can look at, like, clearly the square bill and the lipless are not just buying blanks from Alibaba and slapping some paint on them. Like, these are truly custom baits, right? They're their own designs, for sure.
And that was why I picked up, because like the red one, where the heck did I put that? Oh, like this color. Hooks flying around. What color did they call this?
And the Sergeant is also $9.99.
Yeah, that was it. That was actually what I was going to say. That looks very much like a custom bait. You know, somebody would put the craw lines on and
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Cool stuff. Yeah, I didn't do any research. Like, this is all just like taking it in, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think Burley, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Burley stopped at their booth and was showing some of that stuff off, and that's why I picked them up. Burley and Paul stopped there during, I think, ICAST.
This one's heavy. It's got some heft in this box. Tim, nice. Hopefully you're watching the chat here. Mod Life. I have 2 110 jerkbaits. John says, I think Tackle Warehouse has them. What? I guess there's a 30% off. What? I don't know if I... Oh, look right here. Oh, look at that. Black Friday. Still alive? I'm not sure. Maybe. Is that what he's saying?
Off into did your unboxing. Last day, he said. Last day.
All right. All right, so evidently tonight you can still order this stuff using that 30% off. So here we have a soft plastic craw slash creature, the camel craw, I think is what it's called, and green pumpkin. Yes, Mike, is there a code or does it just like go into the cart? But there is the camel craw.
Well, that's cool.
Which is... got kind of a few elements. I feel like it's got the body of like maybe a Riot's bait with kind of like a Rage Craw type kicker. It's got a unique kind of concaved belly, right? So there's like a real subtle groove where these fins stick out a little further and there's kind of a flat spot in the, so this obviously a good jig trailer, fishing a Texas rig. Well, Ronald, I'm going to send a bunch of this stuff out for sure. So stay tuned. We are going to give some of this stuff away. All right. More green pumpkin. Let's see what other. Uh-oh. Here we go, Debo.
June bug. Yes. Purple.
Here we go. Did you get any camel craws, Debo?
No, I just grabbed some of the hard baits. I guess I didn't look to see if they had soft stuff.
And where did you get your bait? Did you order direct from them or did you order?
It was Tackle Warehouse. Yeah. Like I said, I saw Burley and them. Order from it, and
it's kind of this June bug, I would say, is just a touch more maybe blue than some of the other ones, but still good looking bait.
Almost looks like the gooseberry, which is a well known or a not well known.
What's the, this is unique? This is sour grape. Got a little, it's kind of a blue. Kind of a light melon green with like
almost like a light
blue
melon
back, and it's kind of really. I mean, you don't see. I mean, that color is fairly unique. Like you don't see that a lot. All right, and we got a watermelon red. That's a staple. Can't go wrong with watermelon red. This one's kind of gold shiner.
Mm. You don't see gold soft plastics much, like unless it's a paddle.
It's kind of translucent. It's like a smoky. I feel like it doesn't show up as well on the camera, but it's pretty translucent. I feel like if my had a different background for it, it would show differently. Maybe I don't know. Instead of the black or my hand kind of just turns it. But it's fairly translucent. Like I can see through
that. You can see that it's see-through-ish.
Yeah, that's cool. I thought in there was like a green pumpkin like magic, but then when I pulled it out, it was definitely see-through. Let's see here. And we got kind of a green pumpkin orange. Sexy shad? No. Yep. That's the last one. This is another kind of a translucent color, kind of a ghosty color. That's I feel like this is really close to that Kytec sexy shad that they make, but in a craw. So cool looking stuff there. Chatterbait, swim jigs, regular jigs, Texas rig, Carolina rig, swing heads. It's no Bandito bug, but it looks pretty good. No code Chris, needed. So I guess is the price, as I do, if I add it to the cart, does it just, or is that the price already? adjusted. I don't know. Not sure. So is $9.99 the 30% off, or was it adjust in the cart? Black and purple. Kyle's same boat as you, Debo.
Kyle, you're welcome.
Brother from another mother.
If I had a boat, you'd be welcome on it anytime.
Chris, I don't have any specific theories on flake color, other than that I do, like, for me, I keep it pretty simple. I throw like green pumpkins and blacks and blues, but I don't like straight green pumpkin as much as I like green pumpkin with purple or green pumpkin with blue, or like I like to have a little something. Confidence in my head. I just feel better when there's a little something. These are flaky. You have a flake theory, Debo?
I was looking up stuff on their website. Sorry. You know, I do. I believe how far down that rabbit hole you go is a different thing. But I've noticed throwing like in cleaner water when it's sunny, especially this spring. My buddy Brando and I were talking about it on the boat because we could literally see the red. I was throwing a watermelon red stick bait, the Missile Baits 48, throwing it up shallow. And you could see that stuff reflect from I don't know how far. So does that help? Does that get their attention? I can't think, you know, that it couldn't. I mean, you see shad up shallow, you see them flashing all around. So
yeah,
how far down you go, you know, would it make a difference if I was throwing watermelon red compared to watermelon purple?
I don't. I mean, I just feel like sunfish, right? They're all different. They have little flecks of purple and blue and gold. And I just think the fish, you know, they're looking at it as something they can eat, and they get that little flash. And I think just in their like brain, it's like, right, that little flash, you know, is like a reaction or an instinct to be like, oh, I know that's food now. Thomas says, caramel crawl is one of my go-to creature baits. Texas rig, shaky head, kicks like a madman on the fall. It's like we've got some experienced thunder hawk users. Mike says, price will adjust in cart. So there you go. Sycamore says, June bug rules here. Scents to find the most effective. I'm not sure that I have locked in on any one scent, Gee fan.
Power bait. I think power bait, the stinky power
bait. Yeah, max scent seems to work. It's pretty legit. So, yeah. He says the A10 and Sargent's come in at $7 in the cart after the sale.
There and I guess they did have, I don't know if you get any, if you got any in the box, but they have the Cha-Cha Swimmer, which is what I have. But there, I thought mine was like a Jerry Rago Thunderhawk something. I don't know what that is. If Jerry Rago is a guy that did like custom stuff, or if that's a difference, or if just different distributor. But yeah, those are only $14.99. And I think an awesome alternative to the S-Waver. Now, I've not caught fish on the S-Waver. I had a ton of follows and a couple bites on that Cha-Cha Swimmer, though, for 6 inches. If you don't want to, you know, if you're a bank angler not looking to spend, you know, $20, $30, $50, $100 on a glide bait, they swam true.
Nice. Cool. We're just opening a whole bunch of tackle, John, and we're going to give some of it away here. So here we have a bunch of the half-ounce Sargents, which I believe are the Silent. And this is a herring. That's a good-looking little saucy little snack there. And then we've got some gold, black gold, the Debo Shiner. I like this one here. What's this one? Blue Sides. Oh, Blue Sides. This would look great with all those people that love that Omnia hat that what they said was Kentucky colors, right?
Debo's you had to send to, white and blue.
Debo's ready to leave the stream. But
That's right. You can't hate on Kentucky too much. They got destroyed by that tornado.
This one, is this bait? Here. Is that the color in the other one?
You said the bait. That's the exact one that I had. Yep, I like that one a lot.
And then we got a bone. Bone Thugs and Harmony fans. And there you go.
There it is. Ring
craw.
Hardy, that's gonna be a killer.
I might need to keep just one of those for Hella's box there.
Yeah, I might actually have to order some of those half ounces. I think all mine were 3/4. I didn't notice the difference between
ice that'll be here before you know it, Debo. Stock up.
Dude, I know. I've got a few reds here. That's a good red color.
I'll take this red one out since I planted to keep this one for myself. Better late than never, Ken. You can always be part of the replay gang. No shame in being part of the replay gang. That is the one cool thing about YouTube, is that there's also a nice replay feature. Yeah, so there's the half ounce, which also has the rotating hook hangers. And they're kind of like a, kind of look at that EWG style, you know, kind of like the.
They look like a triple grip, like a short
triple grip. That's EWG, what I was looking for there. Kind of that same style. Compare that to the. So it's the same body size as the 3/4, but it's just the half ounce is silent. So you get the same profile, 3/4 and half ounce, but this is, you know, maybe filled with some resin or something, where this has got more weights and lead and balls in it. So this is kind of filled solid or empty chambers or however they do that. That's cool. Awesome stuff. But that's not it. There's more in the box, Debo.
Wait, there's more.
There's more.
That's what you should have done, was film this beforehand and done the black and white. Are you tired of not catching fish on ugly lures? And it's like, oh, the guy's fumbling, trying to, you know, as one of those as seen on TV things. Introducing.
I like bone a lot for topwaters. I do well on bone jerk baits. I haven't thrown a lot of crankbaits in bone. I don't know why.
Yeah, you don't see it in bone a lot.
Fishing with Gramps, hard at work. I find it really hard to edit and watch streams at the same time. I don't feel like I'm very effective when I do that. Some of us are, for sure. Happy New Year, Stephanie. Yeah, red's great in the spring. There you go. See, now this is more effective, right? When you're doing something you really don't want to do, like the dishes, that's a perfect time to have a stream in the background. Travis is he's a Debo replay gang guy.
Coffee and Debo in the morning, I dig it.
Lipless combo, right? Like, what do I throw lipless on? I think probably that 735 Caden that I picked up. Or if I really want to, like, reach out, the 765 crankbait rod I'll use for that. I like a little bit longer rod for throwing lipless crankbaits. What's up, Grimes? Custom Brian ties, like, he's on Instagram. He ties up some, like, spicy little custom smally hair jigs with like 3 strands of hair and a strand of tinsel and 2 strands of silicone and 4 strands. Like, they're really intricate. They're almost like flies, but bass jigs.
Cool stuff. I have one here. Yeah, he does awesome. And awesome ice jigs. I used Brian's stuff all last year. I put in a big order from him. He does damn good work. I think
I have some ice in my drink. Does that count?
Do you not ice fish at all?
I haven't ice fished since college, so like 20 years. Oh. Yes, Rich, you still have a chance to win.
There's more.
And there's more. All right. I don't know. I'm going to pick a few winners, and then I think I'm going to figure out who gets what afterwards. But no Kraken. I was out of Kraken, so we just went with some regular Bacardi tonight. Trying to be frugal and use up what's in the pantry before I go out and get some more. So. The only sexy shad I saw was in the craw. I don't know if they have a sexy shad pattern. Don't see one. I mean, the blue sides has got some hints of sexy shad.
That's what I'd say. The blue side's pretty close.
If we want to. This one's kind of got some sexy, it's almost like a blue herring or a sexy shad kind of combo. And you got the chartreuse. I don't know if they have it in any of the other. The cha-cha swimmer, is that the one you were talking about?
Yeah, yep, the glide bait.
Okay. Interesting.
I had the white one, and it was like a clear see-through, like ghosted pearl white with like a blue back. which cool. actually had a lot of flash in the water when it went back and forth.
Yeah, they got a ton of stuff. I mean, this is as much as they sent us, it was still kind of a sampling or sampling a bit of what they do. They do a lot more. So we have some of these go bag kits in here. Mm. Let's see what that's all about.
There's more.
We're going to give away in like bunches of stuff, Jose. So stay tuned here. All right. So this is the Thunderhawk Go Bag, Holiday Go Bag. It looks like you get a Sergeant Lipless, an A-10 square bill, a 110 jerkbait, a Grunt grass jig, and a grenade indestructible plastic. I don't know if that's the case or what, but we get a... So it's kind of got this military vibe. Kind of looks like something you'd pack out or have your canteen in. Or oh, cool. It's kind of like a pretty nice shoulder strap.
Cool little
for the kayak or the bank or... As you know, on the go, it's about the right size if you know packing light, if you don't go crazy, right? For a shore expedition, we'll definitely be giving one of these away. It's got a front pocket, it's got some kind of loops here. If you want to stick some shotgun shells in there, maybe, or some pliers,
those are your Molly pouch, your Mollies,
kind of a, like a water bottle. So what you so here's kind of a new the grenade. Oh, these look kind of whatchamacallit looking. What's the bait I'm thinking of? The stinky one.
Like the bellows gill?
Yeah, the bellows gill.
You know what that looks like? One of those. I happen to have one sitting right here. This is the last one that that Mr. Bass sent me.
That's the bellows?
Yeah, that's
and the here's bellows the gill. The grenade. I mean, the grenade's a cooler name. We'll say that for sure.
Pretty close.
I feel like this may have a little more body in the middle.
Yeah, I was trying to show.
Maybe not. My bellows gills, I think, are out in the garage. It's got like the tail.
Popcorn. Does yours smell like seafood popcorn? Mine does.
The tail on this is kind of ribbed for mutual pressure down there. Like it's got these little plugs on it. Definitely does not have the same distinct smell as a... It says indestructible plastic on the package. So this is more...
Oh, wow. Yeah, the bellows gill be ripped by now.
Yeah. For sure. I wouldn't say it's elastic, but it's definitely... Maybe it... I don't think... It's pretty tough. I don't want to rip them up in case somebody's going to... But it's definitely pretty darn tough. It's got little red eyeballs on it. Let me see that, like... painted on.
Yeah, that's like, why I couldn't tell if that was like a hard bait in there or what when you were holding up the package. That's interesting.
It is soft, but indestructible, the grenade. Interesting. So you get a pack of those in there. Here's some baby ones. Baby grenades, 2.75 inch. And this is Dove's Goby. Is that the Mike Dove? And these other ones are Green Pumpkin Red Flake. And then we've got a half-ounce Sergeant and a Spring Craw in here. Mm. Then we've got a three-quarter ounce and Debo Shiner. A-10 Ghost Bluegill.
Oh. Yeah, speaking of, the A-10 is the Warthog, right? We're talking planes.
So Orange Craw. I don't know if I had that square bill in the other one, but that's a different color there. Then you get one of the slash 10s, and we didn't have this color in the – this is the perch for you northern fellas. That'd be a smallie smasher.
Northerners.
And then we dropped a grunt jig. I'm sensing a bit of a military theme. Is anybody else picking up on that?
Yeah.
So this is a 3/8 ounce bone jig. The grunt is a hybrid finesse jig. Does it all in a small package. That's what I tell Mrs. Hellebass.
Oh, man.
Okay. It's a little compact, a little stout hook on it. I mean, it's not real big, but it's a beefy little hook on there. I would say maybe like
an O'Shaughnessy hook.
Yeah. It's got a little wire keeper on there. I don't know if you can see that or not. Silicone with a little bit of, what is that? That's called a flash-a-boom, or not quite.
Like a tinsel-y
flash-a-boom. Kind of a tinsel-y kind of flash, flash-a-boom maybe. I don't know. But yeah, kind of an Oshani style, and it's got that little bait keeper. Little compact, almost like a Bitsy Bug, but more of like a swim style weed head, but kind of that tight, small profile. And that's what comes in the go bag. So that thing's chocked full. I don't know what the go bag kit on the old interweb here. There it is. $80.
Dang. Nice.
You know what? I'm giving away both of these go bags. Go. What do you guys think of that? I think we're going to do one on the stream, and we'll save one for the after party. So there you go. All right. So we have another go bag here. I don't think we need to open this one. But so that's what we saw. There was a ton. So in, wow, like an amazing amount of stuff. We'll probably be several winners picked from this. I'll try to worry about getting this put back in the box later. It's like one of those things you buy and then you try to put it back in you're like, never goes back in the same way. All right, chat. What do you guys think? What was the coolest thing you saw that we looked at from our friends at Thunderhawk for hooking it up? Like, I was like, oh, Mike was like, I'm going to send you some stuff. I was like, oh, that's cool. We'll take a look at it. I had no idea it was going to be 11 pounds of just jam-packed tackle.
Goodness.
That's awesome. Super thanks. Yeah. And Mike says they're only $56 with the sale. So, yeah. I would imagine that plastic, those grenades are high float, Mike. Or they float up, I would imagine. There you go. I think there's pouches for it. You could put the MRE crackers and jalapeno cheese in that go bag and you'd be all set. Man, chat is lit. 175.
Let's go.
Yeah. Outdoor angling says like the perch jerk bait, the blue gullers. Sycamore says it's all looking good. What's up, Maddie Wong? What's going on, brother? That's the national champion joining from California or wherever he's hanging out these days.
Dang.
Yeah, we'll call it more of a satchel. Indiana Jones wears one. So
yeah.
All right, let's you can. There is a bag without the lures in it, I think, JJ. Only $20 if you just want the bag. So if you want to buy that and stuff it full of Rovarni swim jigs, there you go, JJ. Graham's got the reference. It's all right. I mean, it's okay, Robert. I mean, I guess. All right. Mike says, yes, they float. Already caught a 6'3 smallmouth with a small grenade on drop shot in Minnesota near me. What's up, Retro? Good evening.
Retro. Repping the shirt.
Deba wants to know when you're making a black and yellow retro hat.
Yeah. The one I got was black and yellow. That was my only gripe about the black, red, and yellow hat is it had red in it too, so it almost looks like Cyclone colors. So people are going to get confused now.
JJ would like to know how many beers can you fit in the go bags? I'd say, well, you could probably definitely get one on the outside. I think if you put one on the outside, I think you can get four in there, and then you can carry the sixth one, would be my guess, JJ. For you, Busch Lights, obviously, for you, JJ. He says he's on it.
On it.
All right, so let's maybe just get rid of one of these go bags. And then we'll get back to some other nonsense here.
Get rid of that stupid Debo bag too. That guy couldn't pick his nerd.
That bass nerd, some nerd.
Yeah, that's some nerd.
Some nerd. You know, if I was prepared, I'd have like the giveaway thing like completely pulled up already. And
the picture you had of me too when I was watching of me, they're like,
I just Googled your name on Google Images and that I was like, I can't help myself.
Oh God, that's what comes up when you Google image Debo's fishing.
So
I gotta do this now.
All right, so let's pull this up. Hashtag go bag. So let it rip in the text or in the chat. All you have to do is type hashtag go bag in the chat, hit enter. It'll start collecting. It looks like Ferg is no stranger to giveaways. He's on it. So just and only one time. It doesn't do any good to put go bag in five times. It's only going to count one entry. That bag will not fit a 36 or 3700. Sorry about the chat. I can hold it up to give you some perspective of how big it is. Oof. All right. So there, it's like, it will hold, I don't know what these are called, but these would fit in there, like this little dealio. This thing. All right, these smaller. Ugh. That was horrible. Like that tackle box would fit in there, but the 3700 dwarfs the bag. This is kind of a smaller bag.
Yeah, there's one size. I've got some of the airtight ones that I've got that I use in mine that I'm pretty sure it would fit too. This size. How am I going to reach it?
Yeah, for sure.
3600? Right, we'll I wonder if it would fit a 3600.
Maybe.
How big is a 36?
Got a ruler. I don't know. All right, we'll give about another minute and we'll pull it. There's already 130 people in there.
Oh, yeah.
Juice box. I figured you're more of a Capri Sun guy, Maddie, myself. Yeah, we got to ramp things up here because we're on a
10 inches. 10 inches? That fit a 10-inch 3600 size Plano Guide Series 5-20 stowaway.
Ooh, it'd be tight.
All right. Well,
no, I think you'd be stretching it. Like, you could probably jam it in there, but I don't think that'd be practical. You'd want something just a touch smaller. All right, let's pull this up and see who is the lucky winner tonight. Take some notes on this. So I want to watch the replay. Where'd my pen go? Scotty Smith, are you here, Scotty?
Scotty Too Hottie.
Bob says, there will be more winners. It's okay, Bob. Bob's being a good sport about things. He really wanted that go bag.
Everybody loves Bob.
There he is. All right, Scotty, send me an email or DM on Instagram or Facebook or somewhere, and we'll get that out to you. Reeling with Rigo, what's up? All right, so let's jump over to the Debo bag. We got to ramp things up. We've been diddle-dallying around here.
Yeah, you've been farting around.
Yeah, like there's just like a few baits in that box. But so where's the Debo box? Where'd you put it?
50 pounds worth. I got distracted looking at lures. Right. I forgot I even had.
In case you did not see, we're going to do a rapid fire here. This is going to be.
Go.
All right. KVD 1.5 and a clear, sexy chartreuse. Somebody was asking about sexy shad earlier. Arsenal Tactical Minnows, motor oil, 4.5 inch, great chatterbait trailer. Z-Man Custom. Debo and I both agree this is the best chatterbait that isn't a jackhammer for your money. I think
those are on sale now, too, I think.
Finesse Tokyo, Nico, right? Nico Finesse Tokyo. Have you used these?
I have not. No, I saw those and I thought, I don't know, maybe you could put like the ring fry deal on it.
The hook's a little small. I think maybe like a quiver, like a missile bait's quiver on there. or something like that would be good on there, I think.
I was thinking like a drop shot type deal almost, you know, like a weedless drop shot, but with...
Almost like a finesse power shot.
Yeah.
You could also use it as probably like a swing head and put like a Kytec 3.3 on there and fish it kind of like a swim bait dragon on the bottom.
Yeah, I've fished the Tokyo rig twice and caught snapping turtle both times I fished it.
Debo declares this the best bank fishing chatterbait, the Z-Man Cross Eyes.
Yep.
Did you ever lose that one finally? Or
I did not. No, I don't think so. Did I ever lose that one? I don't think I did. I might have lost one, but I was fishing it deep. And if you get it stuck like in a tree, like when it's coming through, like getting stuck, it might not have got snagged. But if you still get a chatterbait stuck like that from the bank, you know, it's like.
Yeah. D-bombs. Bruiser.
Bruiser.
Dirty water killer. Lure rat. Keep crankbaits, jerkbaits, topwaters out of your seats and your calves. Everybody should have a handful of these.
Yeah, the customs are on sale for $4.89 right now.
That's like giving them away.
And the cross eyes are too, $6.99.
There you go. Those are at Tackle Warehouse. If you want those, head over to Debo. Click on a link in its description. Go grab you some. Ring fry, one of my OG favorite baits, Magic Cross Swirl. Love these. Fish them weightless, fish them Texas rig, fish them on a Carolina rig. For a long time, I never threw Senkos or Dingers. I would only throw those.
Outdoor Angling says Debo loses lures like he catches dinks. Chatterbaits, I do, for just sure.
Savage. Mini D-chunks. I have not tried these, but I saw these on one of your videos, and I will definitely grab some of these to try on jigs this spring.
I didn't catch anything on it because it was like 4 degrees when I went out to test it, but they look good. They look dirty. I think they're going to be a big
Tackle fan. HD Finesse jigs. Is this like a Dizzle recommendation? Did you ever use these, or you just
no? I was just looking through extra stuff to throw in that was like on their part of their sale, and that was one of them, and it was a Finesse jig. So I was like, cool. No, if it was like, Dizzle, it'd have to be the War Eagle heavy Finesse jigs. That's his.
Sounds like somebody cleaned out some clearance stuff on Local Dicks, but I don't know what. Oh, there you go. Some people got the cross eyes at Dicks for $7.50, buy five, get five. So then he actually got them for like $3.75. Well done.
Wow.
And then some wacky weighted jig heads, Gamagatsu, Shinfu case face on the back. Can't go wrong. Shin's Finesse Master. So there you go. We're going to do this giveaway. As promised, for those of you that watched the collab videos, we are going to give it away on the stream. So for all of you that tuned in because of that, it's about to go down and somebody will be rewarded. If you want to win Debo's box or my box I sent to Debo, you just need to go over to his video, watch it, and leave a comment.
I'll pick a winner in a weekish, two-ish, and there'll probably be another weekish, two-ish for to send it out because I'm behind and not real organized, as you can see.
Just in time for ice out, depending on where you live. So, all right, we got to think. Come on. Is anybody guessing hashtags yet? First, second.
Outdoor Angling must not be a fan of Debo. Debo throws big swim baits like he catches big bass.
This or he savage.
Too much Debo and knows. I love it, dude. Bring
he's,
it.
Or he's a super fan, right? Like,
yeah, I think so. I'm kidding. You'd have to watch my channel at least a little bit to know that I don't catch big fish. Or maybe words just got around that I don't catch anything.
So a couple. Lunker Spider. Oh, hashtag Dink. Close. Somebody said hashtag Debo's box. Dink box. Hashtag rut beer.
Rut beer. Rut beer.
Hashtag Debo loves glide baits.
Oh, love them.
Man.
I do love painting them. They're a lot of fun to paint.
There you go. Now they're rolling in here. We'll give this a couple minutes. Give this bad boy out. Good times. 181. It's a party here tonight.
It's popping. I feel like I should have put up Christmas lights and stuff in back. I don't really like Christmas, though, at all. So, yeah, I'm not going
to
do that.
Do you want me to turn them off? Bah humbug?
No, go ahead. Keep them on.
They're more like New Year's lights now. Is that better?
Oh, okay. Yeah, now they're fine.
Boy, chat goes crazy when you do this.
Go, 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 go. Why I can never keep up. Like, if anything's in there that I didn't get,
yeah. The poor guy that asks a question when you're trying to do a giveaway.
It's done. It's
like, just hold that for a minute. Hold that thought.
How about any of the chick magnets? Did you pick up any of the chick magnets, Rich?
I had one. I bought one in kind of that. It was kind of like a really bright, like a sun perch type color, but I didn't end up throwing it before.
And you lost it?
Yeah. No, I didn't lose it. I never threw it. Oh. Hashtag my mama gave me that chain.
My mama gave me that chain.
That's a Friday reference, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought. It's my bike.
It's my bike, punk.
All right. Is everybody in that wants to be in? Raise your hand if you didn't get in yet and you want to be in. Clay says the OG Tiny, haven't thrown it. I guess the academies down south have the OG Tinies already, but I haven't seen them online anywhere yet.
Yeah, I want to get some of those too. I think that's going to be a really good one for bank fishing. Outdoor angling's a fan. I figured. I love it.
Yes, it doesn't do any good to enter multiple times. It won't count.
Yeah, if it sees your name, if you entered multiple times, it actually deletes any of your entries.
Sorry, I was too busy throwing my ice frogs.
Yeah, that was a Rich thing. Ice fishing with the frog.
Yep. You gotta reuse, repurpose, sustainable.
I need to find somebody that makes like a super tiny, like 1-inch plastic frog mold that I can make my own ice fishing frog for jigging.
Cabela's has OG Tinies. Maybe I got some gift cards that have been laying around forever. Maybe I'll go use them on those. Did you throw the big blade yet? I have not.
I didn't get it tested either. I think Gramps did.
I think Gramps did, yeah. It was really low res, JJ, when you texted it to me. So maybe if you send it via Facebook Messenger or Instagram or something, it'll be better. But on my text, it was super low res. It can't really show it. All right, time to do the drawing. 140. Graham says he's caught a couple on the big blade. Feelings on big worms. I don't throw them as much as I probably should. Brent Wall. Confetti. I guess the Debo bag. Are you here, Brent?
Congratulations, Brent. Are you still here?
Debo's rule that you got to be here.
Yeah, you got to be here. That's the only thing we forgot to say that at the beginning. You got to be here.
I don't usually say that, but I've never had a problem with anybody not being here, I guess.
Yeah, I figure when you actually have to put the entry in and like you see the thing up on the screen.
Yeah, it's like I put it in and then I left 30 seconds before my name got drawn.
I mean, you never know.
I liked it until I broke it on a stump in Louisiana. I haven't got it fixed yet. Brent, where are you?
Come on, Brent. Don't let us
down. Pretty bad when you're not good at chance games. Brent Wall, he's here. All right, you know the drill, Brent. Yeah. Shoot me a message on Instagram or Facebook or send me an email or leave a comment and we'll get rid of, well, send Debo's bag. So you are the winner
of
Debo's
bag. We'll get rid of that bag, he was saying. Get rid of that.
Very sought after Debo's bag. All right. I would like to do, so here's what I'm thinking. I want to run two more. I think there's enough to do like at least three giveaways out of the lures I've gotten. So I'm going to do two more Thunderhawk giveaways, and then I'm going to do one lure Thunderhawk and one go bag Thunderhawk in the after stream. So the members only. So if you guys are interested in the members only after party, you're going to have to join the channel membership. And then you get cool badge next to your name, like Tim Maynard, and your name looks cool, and you get custom emojis and members only content and all kinds of stuff. So it's just another way to get a little more and sports channel a little higher level. No pressure, but there'll just be a little more opportunity for people. So rich@richlingren.com is my email. Can you flip from the bank? You could definitely flip from the, I mean, see wood from the bank, flip to wood from the bank, catch bass, right, Debo?
Find wood, pitch to wood.
So if you look in the the live stream chat, you'll see.
I wonder if he's talking strictly flipping though, right? Flipping versus
like
pitching.
Actually like pulling the string out like, and like it's probably more pitching, right?
Close. Yeah, it's pretty much going to be pitching. Well, you could.
Yeah, but that's even true from the boat. Like most people say flip, they're usually pitching. So
with stuff now with the speed of reels and stuff too, if you're pitching an 8-speed reel compared to stuff back in the day, you know, what was that, Brower or whoever, you know, was big showing off the flip stuff back in the day.
And originally back in the day, it was, what's his name? West Coast guy, slips some old guy. He's still around, D Thomas. And he basically had like eight, I mean, he started with like 10, 11 foot like jigger poles with just like, not, I don't even know if there was a reel on him. I think it was like straight line. And he was just like dipping jigs on like 80 pound Dacron into like the Thule's. And then they said, now it's got to have a reel on it. And then now they had to make it 8 foot. So they put all these restrictions to kind of hold him back. And that's how flipping came, so that they went to a 7 or 8 foot rod and put a reel on it. And I think they initially didn't hardly have much of a reel. And that's where the flipping came from, and then it kind of turned into pitching over the years.
He needed like a go-go gadget arm so he could really flip.
Yeah. Rich at richlindgren.com, Brent, if you want to email me. Awesome. Cool. So we need to so that was Brett Wall.
Might need to type it in chat for him just so he gets the right one. He asked again.
All right, so it's Rich at
Mega Live yet, guys? Is he talking about the
Mega Live? I don't have the Mega Live yet. No, that's basically their, you know, front facing live sonar, their live scope. You can definitely doodle stock from the bank. You're just going to have to be stealthy to sneak up on those brush piles and things like that. So can be done. Gramps' girlfriend got me a frog from the America's Legacy for Christmas. There you go. Frog rod, even better. All right. We need to do a... This is not a good way to like refresh the giveaway. All right. So next round of Thunderhawk is going to be thanks, Mike, for hooking us up. Hashtag thanks, Mike. We're going to do a round of these. So let's see. It was go. Scotty. Yeah.
Thanks, Mike. Man, now you got me wanting to go frogging. Damn, that's going to be a ways away. Oh, I hate winter. Swamp dunk? Got a little swamp dunk there?
Swamp dunk?
I'm a fan. I liked them.
Bluegills?
Liked them a lot.
Yeah, I was all set to do a video of comparing the tackle to the swamp donkey to see if
look
it would
exactly
really
like it. They look exactly the same.
How about that
same
color, Devo?
I do. I caught fish
Hematoma.
On that one. Actually. Yeah.
That is one... this making your withdrawals any better right now?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I don't know if I have we need some sponsors to sponsor a Debo versus Hellebass frogging challenge in late January in Florida.
I've got, what do I have here? Let's see if Sprell will sponsor me and hook me up with a bunch of these freaks. It's got to be one of there the best go. Colors out there.
Yeah.
Freak. And one, since we're talking about frogs, actually, I just saw that picture, was the Mega Bass Big Gabo. I really didn't want to like that frog because of the price, but It was a killer frog too. Probably the River to Sea, what is it? The River to Sea, whatever the bigger size they make. I like that frog a lot. There's a ton of good ones out there.
Depends. Do I have to buy all these As Seen on Lure TV baits, or are you going to supply them, Rigo?
There's more.
The freak color. Yeah, Deep, you got a frog on your head even. Just noticed that.
I do, yeah.
The old Vega frog on your head.
I had to get one with the Vega frog on it. Actually, I don't really care what frog it is. I just wanted a hat with a frog. And I think they're the only one that I've seen that. If Spro had like a better, I bought one of the Spro hats a long time ago, and it was like one of the large, extra large hats, but it was like really small and it wasn't comfortable. Otherwise, I like their frog design. That simple frog design is pretty sweet.
Yeah, Retro Bassin's probably got all those.
Oh gosh, doors. Yeah. I've actually got. You'll want to check out my video. I've got a Retro Bassin that I was going to film today and got lazy and didn't. But Retro sent me a box of some old stuff that I have to open up. Retro, I appreciate it. I was going to see if I had that picture because I had a picture with that. I think it was that hematoma color that came out. Oh, here it is.
Oh.
Oh, can't go sideways.
Nope. Oh, nope. Dang it.
Oh, he dropped me from the stream.
Nope, you're back. Hit the wrong button.
There you go. Look at how tasty that picture came out.
Look at you.
Look at that.
So talented. Photographer, bass angler. Content creator.
From my phone. Pictures from my phone. Doesn't take a lot with the technology these days. It helps a lot.
Don't sell yourself short.
I don't really have a big noggin. That's the thing. Usually two or three button things in. Two or to the third one. Depends on the deal.
Versus my barely clinging to noggin. Two.
Oh my God.
Why do you think I have to cut the top off these hats?
Seven. I think I wear a 7.5. What the hell do you wear in a fitted hat?
Like I don't think they make them that big.
Good Lord.
Thanks for hat shaming me, Debo. I feel bad about myself now.
Yeah, you can really get that thing all right. It's like my pants now from being home.
124 people.
Work at home.
See who's going to win the next round of Thunderhawk.
Oops.
Roland. Is that Roland Martin?
Roland watches my stuff.
Different guy?
Roland's a good cat.
Hat shame. Other brains. I'm just going to say this is... Supporter. These are probably reactions to my hat. Good Lord. Holy.
Yeah, man, you got a big noggin. Nothing wrong with that. You got that Tito Ortiz head. Tito Ortiz has a huge noggin.
Are you here, Roland?
Roland.
Actually, I think you know what? We'll assume Roland's here. Here he is. He's right there.
I've got another random
game from Debo's channel. Debo winner coming in, sliding in, running out with the goods.
Thanks, Roland.
What a boy. So, actually, what I'm going to do is instead of giving away another live, because I am sure there's plenty of people either on the podcast or the replay, right? They're going to be like, dang, I missed out on all this stuff, right? So we're going to do the next week. So probably next Wednesday, we'll have another live. I have no idea who it'll be or what it'll be about. But if you comment on this video replay next week, I'll do a random comment picker on the stream to give away one another batch of Thunderhawk. So just because you weren't here, didn't get here in time, you still got a chance. So if you're part of the replay gang or the podcast gang, you are not out of luck. There will be a drawing for you next week as well. Second chance for everybody that was here live. You get one more chance to win some stuff. Was there a funny comment that I missed?
Yeah, look at the little bee, the last one.
And my mom's like 5 foot tall too, so
oh, poor mom.
Yeah, so congrats to the winners. When the replay goes up, so we got about 10 minutes before we go into the after party stream, something new we're doing. So if anybody wants, I'll post a link right before the end. And if you want to become part of the team Hella, you're more than welcome to come join the party afterwards. So the candles in the back, do I have candles? Are you talking about my Christmas lights
or
my my LEDs in the background?
Fancy. Damn. Well,
you've turned them on me, Debo. I see how it is. No, you'll put it on the video version, like the comments below the video, not in the live chat now for a chance. So once the live is done, the video, there'll be a place to comment below. I have not tried any new Bass X rods. You got your hands on any of those yet, Debo?
I do. I have a new Bass X. I have not got to use it, though. It came in after the cold. But it feels good. I really like the new foam thing they have, like where the finger goes. Like if you finger your line like this, like where it tightens on, like the reel nut is all foam there. It's really comfortable.
Nice.
The crackle of the wood wicks.
Yeah. Well, hopefully for a speedy recovery, hopefully all this fish talk's got your juices flowing and got you thinking for spring and you'll be ready, Rich. Yeah. So the after party is, so we started the channel membership, I don't know, a month or two ago. And so you see people in the chat that have their names like Sycamore here highlighted, you get special badges, you get custom emojis. And then we do some members only content. We do some private streams and we do some special videos that are for members only. So for a few bucks a month, you can join in and get a little extra content and support the channel on a slightly higher level, completely optional, no pressure, because Debo and I completely appreciate you guys just hanging out and watching. And if you hit the like button, that's even better. If you leave a comment, that's awesome. And if you just like really want to like step it up, the membership's just another option, but there's no hard feelings either way, no pressure. It's just another option and just another level to hang out and do some cool stuff with some people that really want to like, you know, dig in more. So.
Yeah. Gramps is having a fun kicking 2021 goodbye.
Yeah. He's Friday doing night. Yeah. So Gramps is doing a Friday night stream, right? Yeah. I already set the reminder on mine. And so I don't know if people know that when you see like a lot of us schedule our streams like a day ahead of time or 4 hours ahead of time, and you'll see them pop up. If you click that, set the reminder, then your phone or your computer will give you a notification so you don't forget. Because like I saw that yesterday or this morning and I was like, set reminder, because by the time it happens, you'll forget. So, yeah, hit the like button. That's cool. Awesome. Outdoor Angling just got himself a frog set up.
Nice. That's sweet. Now we're talking. Yeah, I'm not going to make it to the after party, Chris. I have to hop off, but I would need one. I'm going to need like a monster mixed with a coffee.
Let's see, what else do we have? Make sure I didn't miss anything here. So Debo's going to probably stream. New Year's Day is going to ring in the new year. Woo! 2022 on Saturday, so make sure you guys go check that out. We were going to talk about the Arsenal tool briefly. So this was, spoiler alert, one of the things that I sent in Debo's box that created quite a stir, a lot of comments, a lot of questions, was this nasal scapula or sepula, whatever they call it, or sepium or something like that. It is a medical tool, but they converted it to a fishing tool. And basically, so this is my box. I keep a handful of the different silicone bands, and you can't really see it, but I put labels in the bottom for different millimeter sizes. And then I have a bunch of Nico weights and a few Nico hooks in a box. And this rides around in my bag or in my boat. And you grab your favorite dinger, your fat ace, your Senko. As you know, you can use the O-rings. They work okay, but I find that these actually work a lot better. And you can, the nice thing about these that I find, you can slip them on the worm. And I think people did a decent job of showing this off in this video, but you basically spread it apart, get it wherever you want it on the worm. If it's a Nico, you might cheat it one way. If you're wacky rigging it, you're going to try to aim for dead center, right? And you slide it off, you get it on the center of it. They're clear, so they basically match the worm, right? You can't even really see them when they're rigged up unless you look real close. And then you grab your favorite wacky head, wacky jig, like Debo put in the package that I believe Brett won. I don't have one. So here's my Nico. I like the VMC kind of straight shank Nico style hooks. That's my preferred. And so when you wacky rig with a O-ring, right? A lot of times you come in like this, right? Where you're like parallel to the worm. And I feel like sometimes that can get goofy when you're hooking up on a fish because you got that chance of that worm rolling over. I like to, you know, rig mine perpendicular. So you can like create a saddle with, you know, two rings and that kind of stuff. But I like, my preferred way is just to come right through both walls of the tube like that. And you get through two walls of the plastic and it's super sturdy and you can catch quite a few fish usually on a worm. So, you know, in the end, you know, this, I think these tools and a kit is like $20. And if you're a guy that likes to use Senkos or Maxent Generals, which are, you know, $1 a piece or more sometimes, like, you know, a few outings saving some worms, you can pay for it in a hurry. Plus, you're just more efficient on the water. You're more casting, less rigging, and catching more dinks, right?
And do you rig your Neko rig that same way?
Through it? Yeah, sideways? So I would just cheat the band up to the, I guess to the tail third section, right? And then I put the weight down here, and then I would hook through there. And you can cheat it, right? Like sometimes if I'm Neko, I will go parallel to the worm, right? I'll come in through the band like that. If the band was up there, because then, like, it can shield, right? The plastic kind of protects the hook, and you're in cover and stuff. Depends. If I might be doing more open water, I might come in, you know, more sideways like that. If I'm more, you know, sparse cover. And so just kind of think about what the cover you're fishing and how you want that bait to present. And that's kind of how I, you know, in a nutshell, without doing a full seminar on.
So somebody was saying I started using the shrink wrap. Oh, the little B. I started using clear shrink tube after Fluke Master's video. Is that the same stuff?
It's different. You're using, and then you have to hit it with a lighter or something. So these are more elastic.
Gotcha.
I guess I do want to make sure I recognize, not to forget, Ron, welcome to the club. New member. Awesome. Appreciate it. I got a little something special for you, Ron, right here. One of us. One of us. Welcome to Team Hella. That's awesome. I assume you're going to hang out for the after party now. That's cool, dude. Much appreciated. Yeah. Welcome to the team. And for you guys that watch Gbo's channel, he's got something similar set up. He's got some plans for some of his members and things like that. So does anyone actually buy a barbless hooks? I don't know. I guess when I've had to, like when we walleye fished in Canada a little bit, barbless hooks were required. We would just smash them with the pliers. I don't know why I would buy special hooks. Nick, I feel like you might be slightly behind on the replay. So there are different sizes. I think it's the 7mm fits the standard Senko or stick baits. Yeah, I heard that too. I was listening to maybe somebody on Gabe's stream who was from Japan, and he said it was K-Tech, I think, or something like what Matthew is saying, not Kitech or Keytech, K-Tech.
I can't even pronounce root beer right, so don't
look at me. I always get hammered for the way I say Corrado, I think Corrado, and I say Corrado maybe or something.
Oh.
Roland says he's the Dink Squad reporting for duty.
Woo!
There is a smaller band for smaller trick worms. I can show you. They have this is the 6mm right here. So here's the 8mm, which I put on that dinger, compared to the 6mm, which is a little smaller, and that'll fit a trick worm or anything like that. Is the Inu rig craze over? I hope so. Matt says he definitely catches more fish on less baits with the Arsenal. So there you go.
I can see that, yeah. Once I put the hook in it, I was like, yeah, these are pretty legit.
Yeah. Geefan says, Hunter pronounced K-Tech. Any tips on starting a fishing YouTube channel? Yes, I will say, here's my tips. One, start out with just your phone and a cheap refurb GoPro and see if you like it.
And don't, if you can make good, use GoPro Hero 4 still. That's what I use.
I still use my 4 on my chest.
That's what I use, yeah.
I splurged last year when the channel started getting some momentum, got a GoPro 9 for the dash, which is really nice. Before that, I was using a GoPro 5, which shot pretty good video, but is probably one of the worst audio. But like for the GoPro 4 is still the best bang for the buck. And then use your smartphone. And if you can create good content, tell a good story and edit stuff with that, and you start to get some response, and then you feel like you want to step it up and get a GoPro 9 or 10 or get yourself a mirrorless camera, then, you know, that kind of stuff. But, and then I guess do it because you love it. Don't do it because you think you're going to get rich. Like if you don't enjoy the grind and the content and the interaction with, and the, it's more about the climb than it is the destination. The highs and the lows, right, Debo?
That is for sure. For sure. Yeah, people will see through that real quick if you're just doing and trying to put on a facade. Do what you like. Is that the right word? Facade? Facade?
I think so. Thoughts on the circle? I don't like circle hooks. I think I lose too many fish using those mosquito or circle hooks. I like those more straight Nico O'Shaughnessy style hooks. I think you agree, right, Debo?
Yeah, I after what it was, the VMC weedless wacky or whatever, that's like a round hook. I lose so many fish on those, and I tried it again this year. And actually, my favorite, I've got a bag of them I can show people. It's my new favorite hooks.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was June on Gabe's channel. Yes, you can get the Arsenal Pliers at Omnia. You can get an Arsenal website. There's codes down below for both of those, as well as Tackle Warehouse has them.
If we're talking strictly wacky, not Nico or Neko or however you say it, I just use like the VMC Nico hooks for those. Mm-hmm. But like wacky, dude, these Ryugis, love them. For like, talking weedless wacky too, I should say. Sorry.
I've heard about those. I haven't tried them. Dude. I saw those are kind of a new. I've seen like Austin Felix using those Ryugi hooks. I haven't bought any, but they look pretty cool.
I don't know. I mean, they're sharp as heck. They've got like the heavier cover. I've only used this kind. Which is like the regular. So it's got like the, like a jig brush guard type thing there.
Yep.
And then it's got the heavy cover that's got like wire. I haven't actually got to fish these yet. I just picked some up, but cool. Yeah, I love them. They're not super cheap, but I mean, hookup on them was great. And apparently they're straight from Japan. Yeah. Made in Japan in the writing. I can't read it.
I won't speak for Debo, but I do not plan to do any Moana fishing pole challenges anytime soon.
I may inadvertently because my daughter's fish, but I wouldn't be filming that. So,
yeah, cool. Well, I appreciate it, Debo. Thanks for hanging out.
All right, dude. I'm out.
If you get bored, you have the link if you want to surprise anybody, but you got stuff to do tonight. We'll be hanging out for probably 30, 45 minutes in the after party. I'm going to actually, before we wrap things up, I want to post that in the chat for the people.
Ratfish is right, dude. My stuff is nowhere near organized. It's bad. I've got painting stuff, boxes of blanks, paint boxes, old lure boxes. Not organized.
After party link in the chat for everybody that wants to join. Mr. Bass just got here. We're just wrapping things up, buddy. You were busy streaming tonight with Get your fish on, right?
Get your fish on. Whenever I hear get your fish on, I always think get your freak on. Was that Missy Elliott song from back in the day? Get your freak on. Get your fish on.
You can be part of the replay gang, Mr. Bass. It's okay. All right. Well, appreciate it, Debo. You have a good night. Right, I'll probably see you on Saturday. I should be able to stop in.
Come join the party.
Chris Ross, welcome to the party.
Iowa boy.
That's awesome. I feel like we have to at least do the before we leave now for Chris. One of us. Appreciate it. That's awesome.
All right. Well, I'm hopping out. See y'all.
Appreciate it, Debo. You have a good night and a happy new year. All right. Well, I'm going to sign off here. I'll see you guys on the after party. I just put the link in. I appreciate everybody coming on tonight. I'll also be streaming next week. I don't know who is going to join us. I'll find somebody or some topic. And if you guys are catching the replay or the podcast version, remember, you can leave a comment on this YouTube channel for a chance to win some of the baits we gave away tonight. And we're doing some giveaways. Monday night, we had like 10 people in the chat. So, I mean, there's not going to be more than 20 people there. And we're going to give away one of these go bags and another lot of Thunderhawk lures in the giveaway. So the odds are going to be pretty good to win something in the after party. I don't think I'm joining Debo, but I'll probably be in the chat. Probably not live, but I'll hang out in the chat on Saturday night with Debo, as long as I don't think my kids got any hockey or anything on New Year's. So happy New Year. Hope everybody had an amazing Christmas. Congrats to the winners. Stay tuned. We'll be giving away more stuff. And as always, if you aren't going to the after party, always here to help you guys catch more big bass and suck less. Thanks, everybody.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
As always, thanks to all of you that hung in till the end of this podcast. This has been another episode of Hellebass Bass Fishing Podcast Experience. Please consider sharing this with any of your bassin' buddies and friends. This is the best way for podcasts to grow is through word of mouth. Also, don't forget to search Hellebass on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, or just about anywhere else so that we can connect in more ways. As always, here to help you catch more bass and suck less.